This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 5 storm, the most dangerous classification, as it pummels the Bahamas with wind, rain, and storm surge. The National Hurricane Center's Lance Wood says as the weekend progresses, they could get a better handle on Dorian's exact path.
As we progress in time, we should have more confidence on what that looks like as Dorian either goes by or right along the east coast there of Florida.
Silbert Mills, who owns the Bahamas Christian Network TV and radio stations and lives on Abaco, says Hurricane Dorian is serious.
The ocean waves are crashing on the shoreline. Salt sea is just spraying onto our houses. Winds are howling like we've never, ever experienced before. And this is everything, including the kitchen sink, that Hurricane Dorian has to throw at us.
Dorian continues to edge westward toward Florida at 13 kilometers an hour. At least 7 people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in western Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk said the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. U.S. President Donald Trump says law enforcement did an incredible job.
Another very sick person. So I just want to thank everybody involved. And always you say, as bad as it was, it could have been worse. But it was certainly bad. Very, very sad situation.
The shooter is described as a white male in his 30s. He was shot and killed after being trapped by police in the parking lot of a movie theater. Mr. Trump has said he is discussing gun legislation with Congress.
I've been speaking to a lot of senators. We've been speaking to a lot of House members. A lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats, and people want to do something. So we're going to see. This really hasn't changed anything. We're doing a package.
This is VOA News. Protesters set fire.